Praise the Lord. Here we are again. Hallelujah.
Welcome back.
You see how warm we're dressed? Because it's cold here in Texas.
Yeah, all around Texas. It's a surprisingly
winter.
Cold. Winter storm.
Which is a blessing after that scorching hot summer. That's
which
all
is,
you think about is that summer.
Around
and then
the
you're
corner.
Thankful.
I see she's still thinking about it. And it was like very many months ago.
I was traumatized
it's
by that heat.
The corner again.
Anyway, praise the Lord. It's Pastor Chris Live Prayer Time. Hallelujah. Prayathon 2023. It's Wednesday, February 1st. Second month.
New month already.
It's a new month with Rhapsody of Realities, and we're encouraged in today's article to meditate on Colossians. How do you say Colossians?
Colossians.
Colossians 1:27. Make sure to study the full article. Download the new February edition for adults, teens, and kids from the store on your Rhapsody app and avail yourself the opportunity to grow in God's Word. Also visit rhapsodyofrealities.org for information on how to share and sponsor copies of Rhapsody Realities for distribution around the world. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 9 verse 7 says, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end.
Oh, yeah.
Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. That's beautiful.
Mm.
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. At our times of prayer today, we'll pray fervently in tongues of the Spirit, proclaiming the increase of peace in our nations and around the world. Our first global praise and communion services mm-hmm. in this year of the Prolific Church comes up this Sunday, February 5th, from 3 p.m. GMT plus 1. It's also a day of fasting and prayer, being the first Sunday of the month. God bless you. So that's this Sunday.
Yes, and it's
communion
exciting.
And praise service.
You know, I've always talked about praise services being my favorite because I love all the ministrations, the new songs that come out. I love hearing the instrumentals. So for me, I'm super, super excited. And it happens to be my birthday month. So starting out the month right is
hallelujah.
Going to be excellent.
February.
Yes,
February
we have a lot
what?
This month. Mine's is the 8th.
Oh, come next week.
Mm-hmm. Azuti's is the 4th. Pastor Labo, the 13th.
If anybody cares.
And Casey, we're just calling everybody out. And Casey's is, I think, the 17th.
They don't know all those people.
Mm. They're all part of our Love World staff
yeah.
here.
Love World
Love USA.
Love World USA. FYI.
Yeah. Awesome. So be sure to tune in. Be sure to tell everybody you know. It's, you know, Global Communion Service with our dear man of God, Pastor Chris, and then the praise night. So it'll be spectacular. They are always on point. You will enjoy it. So let everybody know because it'll be a fun time of, you know, celebration of the new month, new word. And the administrations. Everybody enjoys the music, so.
It'll be packed because.
The entertainment.
On communion service, he'll give a message as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have praise service and communion and a message. So he'll declare
word
the
of
month.
The month.
So,
the
yeah.
tone.
It'll be a good Sunday.
It'll be beautiful.
To tune and
kick
prayer
off.
And fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh,
hallelujah.
That's right. On the heels of yeah. prayer and fasting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a lot going on already.
Oh, how
you're sterling.
So you're
going to
share today?
So, yes, I have a little bit of time. So I'm going to read When God Visits You.
Okay.
When God Visits You. So I'm taking chapter 5. He changes things. We start with an opening scripture from Genesis 50:24. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. So Joseph knew by revelation that the land of Egypt, where the children of Israel were at this time, wasn't God's perfect will for them. He knew that the next time God showed up on their behalf, their situation would change for the better, and he would lead them to the land he'd promised, a higher and better place. So when God visits you, he will change your position. Hallelujah. Mm. Sometimes we wonder why it's taking such a long time for certain things to happen in our lives. The more we pray, the farther our desires seem to drift from us. But God does not tarry. When he visits you, things will change. Mm. So alone in his presence. In the middle of 1986, I was ministering about Jesus to a young lady who wasn't born again. But while I was still talking, I perceived that she wasn't listening to me. Then I said to her, I'm going to leave you here to have some few minutes with God. All I want you to say is, Dear Lord Jesus, I don't know everything, so I need your help. Touch my life today.
That was interesting. So he knows she's not listening, so he...
And I'm sure we've all experienced that.
But that's it. The man of God says, I'm going to leave you alone, and here's
Yeah, that's a different take on it.
Yeah.
So God is real, though we might not be able to see him with our optical eyes. Anyway, she looked at me with a smug look on her face and obviously thought I was kidding. But I left the room to come back about 15 minutes later. When I opened the door, she was on the floor having been slain in the spirit, having a glorious time,
wow,
full of God's spirit and speaking in other tongues. The Holy Spirit had met her, saved, and filled her.
Wow.
This lady became a wonderful witness for Jesus Christ. This is what happens when God visits you. He changes things.
Hey, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine?
That's a good story.
It is. And it's a testimony from Pastor Chris.
We actually dramatize that. Do a little drama of that, right?
We should.
That'd be good. Anyway.
But it goes to show, you know, I mean, I think we all experience that. You know, when you're speaking to other people about God,
yeah,
or Rhapsody, you know, just anything of God, the Bible, you know that they tune out.
But so what was like, the prayer he told her to pray again? That was good.
He told her all he said is
a little prayer.
All I want, she said he was going to leave her alone.
Yeah.
He goes, all I want you to say is, Dear Lord Jesus, I don't know everything, so I need your help. Touch my life today. That was it.
Wow.
Dear Lord Jesus, I don't know everything.
I need your help.
Touch my life today.
That's it. Yeah, pray that later. Maybe you'll get the same result. That's awesome.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. You know, maybe if you do that to yourself and lock yourself in the room, and maybe within 15 minutes you will have your testimony as well.
Hey.
So she, let's see. He said, I believe deep within her, she honestly wanted the Spirit of God. She was only too proud to do it in the presence of other people. Sometimes it's good to be alone because that's when your heart is really open to God.
Too proud to do it. To do what?
To confess to God.
Ask him. Mm-hmm. Wow.
To even hear the word of God.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen that. I think I kind of felt that way a little at the beginning as well, especially coming into a ministry where, you know, we talk about it so much. And, you know, I was raised Catholic. I went to a Catholic church.
So you can't have to pretend like you already understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, something, right? You don't want to feel behind, or you don't want to feel like you don't know what's going on.
Or you're not spiritual enough.
That you're not up to par.
Yeah.
So even when evangelizing, you know, it was like sharing the Rhapsody was a little bit awkward too, you know, because I definitely was not used to going out to share the word of God in that manner, you know, so that definitely takes being more bold and solid in the word,
you know,
right? And I wouldn't, but I would never admit that out loud. Like, what am I going to do?
Do you think about how those disciples felt when the Lord said, I'm sending you out two by two. Mm. Don't take anything with you. No money. Nada.
That's it. Just go.
And trust me, when you pray, they will be healed. Okay, Lord.
Like, it just doesn't, if you've not really been open to those things or have read those things in the Bible, then it'll just sound like a fantasy to you.
Yeah.
You know, it'll sound like a TV production.
You'll be skeptical, you know, to say the least.
Yeah, that's why you really have to study the word for yourself so that you know these things, so that you see these things, and then you experience these things, because there's nothing better than your own personal testimony.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
But they did it out of obedience and faith. I suppose if you think about it, he was merciful to not make them go alone. At least they had each
other.
Two
pairs. Yeah. So imagine this, you know?
Yeah.
So Pastor continues, there are those that just can't stop talking when they're with people. They talk so much without even a punctuation opportunity. Mm. And when they're alone, they only sleep, snoring heavily because they're exhausted from talking all day. That's hilarious.
So true.
And so it's impossible even for the Holy Spirit to get them to something serious.
Wow.
So, but there's something about being alone in God's presence. Mm. Hannah had come back to the house of God, but this time she came alone. Elijah was alone when God appeared to him and asked him, "What dost thou hear, Elijah?" This was the visit which thoroughly transformed Elijah. He left God's presence that day with renewed boldness to speak for Jehovah. King Hezekiah turned his face to the wall immediately he got the message of his impending demise. You have to come to a point in your life where you shut the world and its cares out. You lock the door of your senses and focus on God and his word alone. Oh, I like to pray this often. I shut my door, shut everybody and everything else out until I'm alone in the presence of God. And, you know, I've heard Pastor talk about that too, you know, because this is Pastor Chris's own, you know, what he likes to do, what he's telling us, you know, and I've heard other pastors testify about that. You know, sometimes that's where the whole thing about, you know, go into your closet and turning it into a prayer war room. Mm. You know, you go in there, just shut everything out. You leave your electronics, and just take hold of your little closet or big closet, whatever it is, your space, and just pray. You know, just let yourself go.
Yeah, that's good. Because think of that. These phones are probably a real hindrance.
Oh, yes.
I bet the Lord doesn't care for that. if you think about it, right? Because we're always like, feel like we have to answer our phone. You don't have to answer your phone. Mm-hmm. Do you pay your own phone bill? You don't have to answer that phone. if somebody else is paying your phone bill, maybe if they call, you should answer. But you pay your own phone bill, why you got to answer, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's very true. Like, I had gotten to the point, I think sometime last year, I was just so sick of my phone. And now you will often find that I will take time responding to messages because I may not have gotten it yet. Or phone calls, I may have not seen it yet. And sometimes text messages or phone calls literally get lost in all of the phone calls and text messages I receive. So it could be like a day or two. And I'm okay with that. If it's an emergency, somebody's going to call me back to back. So I'll know that, okay, let me hurry up and answer this.
Yeah, it's almost like we're bound by these.
I refuse to be that way.
Well, it's time to pray. We could chit-chat all day, couldn't we?
Yeah, especially on this.
We chit-chat all day.
So this one's a really good one.
That's good stuff, yeah.
So definitely.
We learned today. We'll go forward.
Yeah.
So let's pray fervently in tongues of the Spirit, proclaiming the increase of peace in our nations around the world. It's easy enough.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come before you. You said you would keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on thee. Hallelujah. Para lorra mande
ke barra
rabo
ke ke boro santo
para lorra mande ke
zate ke boro santo Lerete ke ke mazete ke ke boroso lerito ke ke
barra mendienda lehitar la harra
bozete ke ke bara
sante para lor behita la harra
lerete ke ke boroso
mondoro lor bohoto lerita
ke ke
la harra bahatur
lerete ke ke
resente para lor mahandera lehitar la harra
Let it take care
of the Mazi
take he but a zalor
it made a harabe tarlobot.
Let it take
a cotolor remendian the late a lari
take he does
a lor take a lara meheshar a mazi
took he but
a lor mahondor behitar a lahare.
Marete ke
lorra bahato korra bahandi enda lehita.
Mazete ke ke baresha sante.
Para lorra hatoro fite lehita. Tura la mahandeta la.
Harite ke ke boro lore to ke ke boro santo.
Bara lahara lehita lahoto korra bahate lehita. Banda lora lo burre. Mazete ke ke boro santo. Bata kora lohra bohor rezita lendi enda lahara bahako. Bature behitara lahara mahasita la furra bahako. Ara lohra mahandita la lahara bisha la lohra
bahako.
Puta kora lohra mehendita lahara behisara la
kutu.
Ara lohra lahara bianda lahara era lohra lera la fetutu. Bara lorra mahandienda lehitala harra bahaku. Bakora lorra mehendieta lefetala hati. Tera lahara bahasu. Bara lorra lehenda laharra behitala horra. Jesus, okote. Yanda lahara behitala
kutu.
Yanda lahara behitala harra lehitata kutu. Ate akora la harre mehitore behitara la forra. Ukara la harre mahandere le feta la harre behitara la hotorra bohatete lehitara la harra. Shitokota la harre behinda la forre behitara la hotorra behitara.
Ara
lorra ma le feta lehitore la harra. Yata la hatora behishara la hatora behitala hata. Bako la lo, dianda lehita la harapo soro la hatu. Bara lo, ramonda la fita lehita la harapo soto lo hura. Bara lo, ramahandita lehita la harapo soro la fita la hatu. Para lor ramahandita lehita lahara behita lahotu. Para lor ramahatita lehita lahusha lahotu. Batakura behita lahara fisara lemehete. Para lor ramahandienda lebehita lahara bahotuke. Para lahara behisha lalafura mahandura lebehite. Para lahara Sara Lahara Bay, Yara Lahatu, Para Lora Mahandor, Behitara Lahara Bahatu,
Mazete,
Para Lora, Behitara Lahara, Behitara Lahatu,
Hiburuzo,
Lora Borabahatu, Fetele, Hitara Lahatu,
Hara
Lahara Bahatu.
Marite ke
bara lara bahandore beta la harisha te
karite ke ke bare
cha bara lara bahate lara mandieta la tu kutu bara lara bahandore beta la harisha
zate
bara lara mahalendi dale bara lara bahate
Mazito ke
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for peace. We live in peace. Hallelujah. 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 Even in the midst of troubles and trials, we have peace because the Prince of Peace dwells in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, don't forget, we'll be back Friday to remind you again, I believe.
Yep.
But
hopefully.
Put that on your calendar that Sunday's a big day. Yeah. Prayer and fasting, and then global praise and communion service with Pastor Chris. Hallelujah. We look forward
be
to being with
time.
You again. Yeah.
Yeah, make it fun. Get dressed up. Go in service, hopefully, depending on where you're watching from the world, of course, you know. But get dressed up and tune in and enjoy and participate. It's
or
a lot
wear
of
your
fun.
Jeans. The or Lord don't mind.
Whatever you feel comfortable in or what you want to get in.
God bless you. We'll see you again.
Bye.
Peace.